Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More, better.
Hey, I'm Melissa Fumero.
And I'm Stephanie Beatriz. You may know us from television.
99.
And now we're here with our very own podcast, More Better with Stephanie and Melissa.
Join us as we take on topics like
listening to yourself,
the challenge of self-care,
and making friends as an adult.
We're going to share our struggles.
We're going to speak to experts.
And we're going to share everything we learn with you.
Listen to More Better with Stephanie and Melissa on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Second date update.
Brooke, when it comes to mice, how big of a fan are you? You love them? Are you kind of meh, not so much, put down the road and poison?
I can see her answer either way, actually.
It depends on where they're living. Like, am I inviting them into my home, or they're there as uninvited guests?
Okay, we don't need, like, a big scenario for this. It was do you like mice or no?
I don't know what to tell you. I've never thought about my feelings on mice.
Wow, you heard it here. Brooke, not a huge fan of Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
What?
Which, she didn't say
honestly, not surprised, because Brooke has gone on record saying small world isn't small enough in her opinion. And she even tried to purchase Cinderella's castle once to use it as a headquarters for her sweatshop operations.
Yeah. Oh, that's a little weird.
I thought the kids would be happy working there.
Oh, no. They're in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Luckily, that sale didn't go through. But everybody is as anti-Disney as our own Brooke Fox is.
I love Disney.
I thought she loved it.
Oh. I like know all
She'll
of
say whatever okay. to get the sale right. of that castle all to right. go through. Some people are truly fans, though, like our listener on the phone who's asking us for help with a second date update.
Okay.
His name is Evan. Evan, welcome to the show.
Prince Evan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, Evan, are you a Disney adult? Is that what you consider yourself?
I'm a Disney fan. Yes, I'm a Disney adult.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You know, you have to be a super fan to consider yourself that.
So how did that come into play on your date?
Well, I mean, I saw her profile is her at Disneyland. So, like, that was great.
Oh, okay. And who is she? What's her name?
Her name's Nadia.
Nadia.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's what you connected over on the dating app?
Yeah, I commented on it. I said, a fellow Disney fan, like, call me Olaf because you're worth melting for.
It's so dumb and
it's
bad.
So but it works perfect. For Disney adults.
For honestly, this is the one time I will approve of that ever.
I was going to ask, Alexa seems like she would totally be turned off by it. But since
it's
is
for
a Disney
those two, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got the approval from the room on that. What did Nadia think about your pickup line?
Well, she sent like 20 ha-has and a smiley face.
Good.
She's feeling it. Okay.
Good.
That's cute. So already you guys are getting off on the right start.
Oh, my God. There's so much to talk about with Disney with someone.
Yeah, totally. Like, as we were talking, I guess I made myself vulnerable, and I told her, like, I actually own more than 2 dozen different types of Mickey ears.
Oh.
Cool, like a collector.
That's a big deal, too.
Wow.
Alexis, have we lost you now?
Again, for them, it works.
Okay. All right.
Nothing is answering on my behalf.
Well, she's super courteous to you. So you actually told Nadia that?
Yeah, I told her I own all these ears, and she said that she owns a big collection, too.
Oh.
That's perfect. You guys are gauging each other's fanhood, and it's working out great.
And it's such a good segue into, I want to see your collection.
Yeah.
Invite me over.
Is that what happened?
We agreed that we were going to wear the ones we love, and then we're going to trade them on our first date.
Cute.
Oh.
So which ones did you bring for her?
There's like a Lilo and Stitch one.
I love those ones.
Yeah. I was wearing those. She had Captain America Mickey ears.
Oh, I've seen those
cool.
too.
With the shields.
And you didn't feel weird being the only two grown-ups in this nice restaurant wearing Mickey ears? Am I the only one that thinks that's a little odd? Everyone's like, oh, wow, magic.
If they're together.
Really?
The worst part isn't even the top for me. It's the strap that gives your neck the weird double chin.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Like, well, they don't
there's
straps.
No straps. Those are for children
straps?
Ones. Are you only buying
the... Yeah.
Like the one that's like headbands. You're definitely like strap hat. Never mind.
Sorry about that.
We're talking about the cool adult ones.
Yeah, let's go back to your grown-up Disney date. So how did it go? You guys exchanged ears, and what else happened?
It went really well. We were just talking about stuff we liked, like the theme parks and our favorite films. And I asked, like, if you could be a Disney character, what would you be? And she said Sleeping Beauty because she likes to take naps.
Because she likes to take naps.
Oh. Okay, I mean, it's good to talk about, like, all this Disney stuff. Did you guys actually connect on anything besides Disney, though?
Oh, yeah. No, we talked about real life stuff, too, like our jobs and hobbies and things. But we're both, like, really into Disney. Like, we're into it.
So, it's part of their personality, Jeffrey. Like, these things become who you are.
Yeah, I mean, some relationships are built on trust and things. Others are built on Disney headbands.
That's right. And that's right,
that's
Jeff.
Okay.
You're on board now. You're on board. Right, I like that.
I'm with you.
You can have both.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a balance, right?
I think it's one or the other, but that's okay. If you want to try to have both, then fine.
So, I bet it felt like for her, like she hit the lottery. I can't imagine too many Disney men are available right now on the dating apps.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case and you guys were bonding so much over this, why wouldn't she be calling you back? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it came up that neither of us had actually done like a Lady of the Tramp kiss.
Oh, no.
Oh, that even came up, huh?
Now you're losing me. Yeah. We're going to do that.
You did that?
We did it. We used like a mozzarella stick.
You did it with what?
Like a mozzarella stick.
Oh, cheese stick. Oh, that's
mozzarella stick.
Coughing into his mouth.
Was it good for you?
I mean, it wasn't like a real kiss. We just kind of like faked it for a little bit, but.
You just pulled it apart.
The whole point is to kiss each other from it. Now you're just two weirdos splitting a mozzarella stick in a weird way.
Jim, yeah, no, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
I so wish I was in that restaurant.
Yeah. Are you banned from that place forever? Can we just assume that?
I mean, we're not banned, but like after that, she's been tough to reach.
Okay. Is this going to be one of those hardcore things where it's like, oh, Maleficent was his favorite evil character, so I'll never call
him
back.
Or maybe she's stuck on a ride at Disney. her phone died.
Yeah, or the wait time.
She's trapped.
Yeah, that could be it too.
She's just inside Small World.
Yeah.
I should have got Lightning Lane.
Whatever it is, we're going to try and figure out that reason when we come back.
Okay.
Do your second date update and attempt to make this the happiest place in the entire world.
Yay!
Right here in this studio. We're going to do it right after this.
Second date update.
Welcome back to your second date update. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yeah.
We've got some Disney music playing. Not only because it rocks super hard,
that's right, Jeff.
But because our listener, Evan, who's a self-described Disney fan, had a date with a fellow mouse maniac named Nadia. And they even traded Mickey ears during their dinner date. Lady and the Tramp to fried cheese stick at the end. Their lips did not touch, though.
No.
And maybe that's one of the problems. Enough PG-13 action on this G-rated Disney date.
I could see that.
But we're going to find out once and for all. Brooke, what are your thoughts before we call Nadia here?
Man, you know, I just really hope that it works out for you. I mean, every Disney person deserves their happy ending, Jeff.
Yeah.
Mm. What do you think about that, Evan?
I mean, I hope I get to go on another date. I really hope it happens.
Yeah. Okay.
Brooke was hoping for a happy ending, not necessarily a date. So
that could be.
I meant happily ever after. Maybe I should have worded
that
better.
Would have been better.
Yeah, that
choice
wasn't.
Of words, but
yeah.
Evan, I'm sure you're up for either one, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay. All right.
Oops.
So let's just call Nadia. Maybe she's down for a happy ending too.
Okay,
let's
stop.
Okay.
I just really.
You're the one who brought it up, Brooke. I'm just using your words.
And I'm apologizing.
All right. I won't use those when we talk to her. Let's just dial her number. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi. We're looking to speak with Nadia.
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Nadia. Hope your day is going well. You're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hey, Nadia.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, okay. Hi. What is this about?
This is actually a segment all about you and your dating life because it's called Second Date Update. And we're trying to get you back in touch with someone you've already went on one date with before, mm-hmm. named Evan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
All right. Oh,
some
okay.
hesitation there.
Do you remember Evan?
Yeah, of course I remember him.
She has his ears. You guys switched ears at the date, we even heard.
Yeah, we've heard a little bit about your date from him. And we heard you guys have so much in common with your love of Disney. And I'm sure there was more.
I heard a lot about Disney.
I don't know. I'm really torn about something, and I feel really bad I haven't gotten back to him.
Oh.
I wanted to text him, but I'm not sure.
What are you not sure about?
Aww.
Well, there's another guy I've been talking to, and he's also a big Disney fan.
What? You found two of these dudes?
Yeah, I know.
Wait, have you been on a date with the other Disney guy, too, or have you just been talking to him?
We just went out last night for the first time.
Oh, so you're weighing some options. Oof. He's not as good as Evan, though. I mean, Evan's great.
Oh, we don't know that, Brooke. Maybe we should get this other guy on the phone.
Yeah, I want to know.
Evan's our listener.
I thought we were just trying to figure out who the biggest Disney fan is, and whoever is wins Nadia's heart.
I agree. This is like a Disney movie.
Did you do a mouse ear swap with the other guy, too?
No, we didn't. It was different than my date with Evan.
Okay.
What, you Lady and the Tramp to celery stick instead of a mozzarella stick?
How was it different?
Oh my God. He told you that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He told us like a lot about the date because he had such a good time with you.
What was the date like with this other guy? What'd you guys do?
Well, we also went out to dinner, so it wasn't crazy different, but like, he's different. He's super into Aladdin and actually kind of looks like him.
Okay.
He's got the tan.
Aladdin is a good look.
He is a handsome guy.
Well, who would Evan look like on like the Disney spectrum if you had to compare?
Beast. I will be so upset for
him. I don't know. He's tall. He has really big feet. So I guess Goofy.
Okay.
Not the teeth, though. So, just the feet were big.
We've got Aladdin versus Goofy here.
Oh, that's a bad
We're
visual.
Not doing Evan any favor. What else about this other guy made you like him?
I really
him?
Hope they kiss, and he was like, gosh.
Okay, I don't know if Evan told you about this part, but we disagreed on our favorite dwarf from Snow White. I said Dobie. He's my favorite, and like Snow White is my thing.
Okay.
What did he say?
But he likes Doc. Like, whose favorite is Doc?
Wait.
Okay.
Oh. So wait, that was like a red flag for you that he liked the wrong dwarf?
I can see that.
I mean, I feel like it tells you a lot about someone's personality.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it just mean that he has big aspirations and he likes to follow rules?
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess, you like Doc.
No, I don't know.
She's defending her fellow glasses wearers,
yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
I like Sleepy. Okay. Wait, who did the other guy like?
He agreed with me on Dobie.
Oh, he just agreed with you to agree with you. He wasn't being honest.
That's right.
You know who's a rebel and doesn't just play by the rules is Evan, who's actually on the other line listening to this conversation.
Are you serious?
Yeah, his dwarf name is Sneaky. Sneaky, talk to her.
Oh my God. Who is this Aladdin guy? Am I on? Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
She can hear you. Nadia, say hi.
Hi, Evan.
Hey, this is another guy and he likes Dopey? Nobody likes Dopey.
Yeah, Dopey doesn't even speak.
Dopey's pretty lovable.
I love Dopey.
Dopey's
so cute.
Dopey's got no personality.
How is this an argument?
More like Nopey.
Sorry, this isn't between me. I'm not going to step in. You go ahead and defend your stance. You like Doc, Evan.
I mean, Dopey's good for like a little bit. Like he's good for a night, but Doc's the stable one. Without Doc, you don't have six other dwarves.
What do you want? You want a one night with Dopey or you want a life with Doc?
That is what you're up for this one.
Yep, that's where it is.
Okay.
I can't have a life with Dopey. It's so fun.
Okay. No, you'd get sick of Dopey.
Doc's
get
more gold.
Dopey's fun. That's right.
Can we agree to just disagree on who our favorite dwarf is? I don't think that really should define whether or not you have a relationship in the real world
with
somebody.
That's what she's defining it on right now.
Is that it? Is that the only issues? Because that's the only thing we've heard is that you guys disagree on one dwarf.
That's kind of funny.
No, I mean, obviously I'm nitpicking there because, like, they're both great guys. But this other guy has, like, a year-long pass to Disney World and goes, like, 5 or 6 times a year.
Oh, he's got the membership.
Wait a minute. You're not going to tell me you're just using him for a pass.
No, of course not. But, I mean, that's a pretty good selling point.
It is.
Oh. Evan, do you have a year-long pass?
No, I can't make it to Disney World that often. So, sounds like you're leaning towards this guy.
Don't give up, Evan. Fight for her. Tell her why it's a bad choice.
Get online and buy an annual pass now.
Yeah.
Evan, what do you have to say to Nadia? Like, you have one last chance here to change her mind and make her pick you.
Yes.
All right. Well, I mean, would that other guy come on the radio and would he do this for you?
Oh.
So many things to tell her. But how to make her see
so
the truth about my past impossible. She turned away from me.
What is going on?
Yes, don't let it happen.
Evan, are you really doing this?
I mean, I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
Come on.
What do you think, Nadia?
He's holding back. He's hiding.
That's right.
Wow. But I can't decide. Why can't he be the king I know
yes.
he is? The king I see inside.
Let's do
it. God.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Come on, there's
no kiss. Hang on.
The world for one in perfect harmony.
I don't know about that, but
with all its living things.
Do you need a yes, or did we just end in a musical?
I mean, gotta admit, that was kind of sweet. So, Nadia, would you be willing to go out with Evan one more time, and we would pay for it?
Yeah, I'm in. Okay.
Suck it, Aladdin.
That's right.
Go take your magic carpet and fly the hell out of here.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Our man just went from Goofy to Simba in a matter of 3 minutes, yeah, and I could not be
his
happier.
His big feet just captured everybody's
That's
hearts.
That's right.
Yay! All right.
I guess I did it.
I knew there'd be a happy ending.
Yeah, well,
I'm not the type that you wanted, but we'll see about that. Good luck, you guys.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
After what we just heard, it would be hard not to root for these two going forward in the relationship.
Seriously. Yeah,
that was the cutest. I may be a sucker right now, but I loved it.
Yeah, the singing at the end.
Yes.
That's definitely a first for us.
Life is so much better when it's a musical. It really is.
I like how they just all found middle ground through Disney.
It was like the main conversation point, but we did get a fair amount of text in at 78592 from people asking for Aladdin's phone number.
Yeah.
Or saying she should have gone with Prince Ali. Look, he wasn't on the show, guys. That was some other dude that she went out with one time and she wasn't sure.
It's like Disney, that girl's like a bad boy. Ooh, the thief who owns a monkey.
I know. Can't we just be happy for Evan and Nadia? Goofy and Dopey, the two of them?
People are happy. They just want to jump on that Aladdin bandwagon.
Yeah.
Right and by, okay?
Yeah.
But make sure to listen to all of our second dates at Brooke and Jeffrey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
We're happy to have you listen.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning. And now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More, better.
Hey, I'm Melissa Fumero.
And I'm Stephanie Beatriz. You may know us from television.
99.
And now we're here with our very own podcast, More Better with Stephanie and Melissa.
Join us as we take on topics like listening to yourself,
the challenge of self-care,
and making friends as an adult.
We're going to share our struggles.
We're going to speak to experts. And we're going to share everything we learn with you.
Listen to More Better with Stephanie and Melissa on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.